Prendeville Show on Red FM.
Conversation that matters.
Be part of the conversation and stay on alert with regards to the petrol pump prices. I don't know why. Maybe the Independent are putting it at 17 cent for petrol and 22 cent for diesel because of a change to the VAT on the, I don't know, maybe the VAT will be less as well, so it'll add an extra couple of, but I think what we really know is 15 on petrol and 20 on diesel to happen from midnight for the next 2 months. But I was looking at the Journal last night, and a fellow on the Journal was making a very interesting point in the comments. He said that approximately 10 litres are sold daily, right? And I'm assuming he's talking about diesel here. So he says 10 million litres are sold daily, at say averaging €2.20 per litre at my local pump. He says that's about 3 million extra euro in taxes per day for the state versus when, say, for instance, diesel or petrol was around about 170 to 172. I thought that was very, very interesting because the longer they waited on this, right, the more money they collected for the national coffers. And they could say, well, yes, but we need taxation to run the country. But maybe that's why they did it so long, because by just waiting, they made an extra 3 million euro every day in excise and duties. And just to remind you, actually, of the different types of taxes involved on your petrol and diesel, because there are a lot of components to this. Excise duty is like anywhere between 55 cent on diesel and 43 cent on petrol every litre of it. The carbon tax then is like 16 to 18 cent. The NORA levy is another 2 cent. Then you got this better energy level levy, which is another 8 cent. Then the VAT at 23%. So the total take back in the day was like €1.12 of every litre, say, of diesel, when diesel was about 1.72. So up it's gone now, and you can see why more and more taxation has been taken by the state during the crisis. So maybe that's why they did it for as long as they did. But I tell you one thing, it impacts lots of different things, regardless of whether or not you have a car that runs on petrol or diesel, because you have to pump it in. But as well as that, the cost of everything will continue to go up, because the cost of food will go up. The cost of any kind of retail item will increase because of haulage charges and the increases to those that haul all of the goods on our roads on a daily basis. Paul Jackman's with the Irish Road Haulage Association. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Is it?
Yeah. Where are we at now? So we're looking at midnight tonight, right? But yet, some forecourt people are saying, well, you won't actually see any change until maybe Thursday or Friday. What do you think of the state of play and the announcement of 20 on diesel? Pardon me, 20 on diesel and 15 on petrol.
Yeah, it's actually the inverse of what happened when Ukraine was invaded. If you remember, it was 15 on diesel and 20 on petrol. But what they've done in addition to that this time is they've taken the NORA levy, which, as you rightly referenced, is 2 cent a litre. So that's being suspended as well until the end of May. And this excise reduction is there until the end of May. But from the private motorist perspective, not ours, is there's VAT on top of that. So you're looking at, say, the 22 plus VAT, about 27 cent, is what the diesel should be coming down at the pumps very soon, as well as what we saw yesterday, because of all the fake news, so to speak, where there was about another 7 cent taken off it. So it's still very volatile.
That goes nowhere near, though, the 30 cent increase on a price of a litre of petrol that we've seen of late, or the 50 to 60 cent increase that we've seen on the litre of diesel in recent times.
Yeah, we're getting back a lot less than 50% of the volatility that's impacted us. And you rightly say, you know, the state's increased take is from VAT only. All the other taxes are fixed, but the total has a VAT complement, which is it grows as the price grows. So you're dead right. The state has benefited. They're claiming that this accession is giving us, we cost the state about 250 million. They're the figures that are being managed.
Yeah, but by dithering, they made a fair old portion of that in the interim period of the last 10 days.
Yeah, you know, and at the meeting with them, they just said they couldn't react as fast. Now, some Hungary and Croatia reacted very quickly, and they just put a cap on fuel. So oil companies, if they were losing money, then the state were compensating them. Spain and Germany, I think, came back last week, and Spain took their excise off completely, and they reduced their VAT on all energy products.
So, like, that's the way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, you would think the VAT, you know, obviously is primarily for the private motors. But, you know, it's such a, as I said before, it's such a significant component of our cost. You know, like that trucks, one haulier told me his trucks work now between 200 and 250 euros extra per day for him to run. You know, he does very heavy work.
But he has to pass that on, doesn't he, though, Paul?
Yeah. Yeah, and some hauliers would be protected with a fuel surcharge, but many others wouldn't. Even though they may have tried for it, their customers wouldn't accept it, so they are exposed. And so something has
to see. Are you saying that in some cases hauliers are locked into a deal with their customers that they can't get out of? They've agreed a rate.
Fixed price. Yeah, fixed price. So they're absorbing, you know, you have the minimum wage of the auto enrollment, you have the fuel energy costs. So, as I said the last time, you know, like business, no matter, you know, there are many people listening, hopefully, in building and farming, and it's affecting everyone. The state is becoming very dear to operate in, and the fuel just exacerbated all that.
And at the end of the day, then, it's retailer pays, right? It's the public ultimately pay. All of these have to be passed on.
Yes, yes. We've an alliance with Malta and Cyprus for our work in Brussels, and they were telling us, the Maltese were telling us, that there's 50 cent on every bottle of water that's sold in Malta, and that's purely the transport to get it to the island of Malta. So obviously our scale would be bigger, but that's just an example of everything that we're buying. There's a component of it that's directly linked to transport and the cost of getting it to where you or I can buy it.
Yeah, yeah. But at the same time, at least it's something, no? It's something.
It's something. It's an acknowledgement of, you know, the need to do something. There are limitations on what they could do in the context of excise, because the EU law comes into that, and the derogation that was being sought by some members last week in Brussels that Micheál Martin was at on Taoiseach, that wasn't successful. So they were still hampered by EU law. That's why we pursued the carbon tax, because that's Irish legislation. Okay. That came in 2010.
Yeah.
And for anyone listening, the carbon tax is currently nearly 19 cents, as you said, plus VAT. For the private motors, and that's going to near 27 cents plus VAT for
okay.
the private motors.
I don't know, I'm assuming, perhaps you can answer the question, that this reduction also reduces home heating oil, doesn't it?
I didn't hear a reference to home heating oil. I was expecting something, some specific reference to home heating oil. Now, the brief is the Department of Finance. So while we have guidelines which would have fed the media this morning from the Department of Transport, the Cabinet have to approve the legislation this morning, and then it will be presented in the Dáil this afternoon. But in being presented, Neil, it's presented by either Jack Chambers or Simon Harris, because that's their brief. Finance is their brief.
But it would be absolutely insane if it didn't include home heating oil.
Yeah, that's what you were thinking, and I see Sinn Féin reacting, you know, challenging the government on that point. So I'm presuming, on the back of Sinn Féin's reaction, that home heating oil isn't included.
And green diesel as well, one would think.
Yeah, that's gone up to, like, green diesel is now, a farmer told me recently, the price that white diesel was 3 weeks
correct.
Ago.
Correct, correct.
You know, So that's a slam dunk now, because we're heading into, you know, the slurry season is going on now, and that'll feed into the silage season. So it's a time of year when the most amount of diesel is consumed on farms, because they're setting, they're sowing, they're harrowing, they're ploughing, it's all happening. And at that time, that's when the farmers get a huge hit. So there's less excise on green diesel. I don't know the figures, but I haven't heard any reference in the media to the green diesel or the home heating oil, as I'm saying.
Okay.
So it's. I think, Neil, you know what we're looking at is the need, not just for us, but for the EU. You know, we're energy dependent as an economic bloc, and that has to change. And I think the narrative around the renewables, I'm not a denier, I'm just saying the narrative has to be less about climate and more about energy independence.
Mm.
And just changes the direction and changes the thought process.
Okay. All right. Many would say too little, too late. Thank you, Paul. As always, Paul Jackman with the Irish Road Haulage Association. Your thoughts are welcome. Text 0868 104 106. Pick up the phone on 0818 104 106.